Game day for the Buffalo Bills, who look to improve on their 2-4 record when they take on the Indianapolis Colts. Derek Anderson will make his first start as the Bills' starting quarterback today. Injury report for Buffalo: Josh Allen and Tywan Jones out for today's game. As for the Colts, tight end Jack Doyle, running back Robert Turbin, wide receiver Ryan Grant, safety Clayton Gathers, and defensive lineman Derico Autre are all out for Indy. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage of Bills-Colts all day over at WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Leading up to the 1 p.m. kickoff from Lucas Oil Stadium with John Murphy, Mark Kelso, and Sal Capaccio on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Around the NFL, we have an early football game underway in London as the Titans take on the Chargers. That game kicked off at 9:30. Running back Melvin Gordon is out for the Chargers. The Dolphins are open to trading wide receiver and former first-round pick Devontae Parker as the trade deadline draws closer in the NFL. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports that the Miami Dolphins are looking for a third-round pick. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Jaguars may activate running back Carlos Hyde today. Jacksonville traded for Hyde Friday from Cleveland. Bears pass rusher Khalil Mack and wide receiver Allen Robinson both likely to play against the Patriots today. As for New England, they expect to not have tight end Rob Gronkowski for this week, and they look to get him back against the Bills in Week 8. Jets running back Isaiah Crowell is expected to play against the Vikings today. Redskins running back Chris Thompson not expected to suit up against the Cowboys. To hockey, the Buffalo Sabres bounced back in a big way yesterday with a 5-1 win over the LA Kings. Jeff Skinner had a hat trick, while Jack Eichel and Jason Pominville each had 3 points. Buffalo is back in action tonight against the Anaheim Ducks at 8 o'clock. To baseball, the World Series is set as the Boston Red Sox will face the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-1 last night in Game 7. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And I'm joined live in studio with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. It's beautiful out. A little chilly, but it's cold.
A little chilly. No, fall is in the air.
Fall is in the air. It's been beautiful. It's beautiful fall. I love this time of year.
It's one of my favorite seasons.
Is it?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, you can wear jackets, sweaters. I like jackets and sweaters, hats.
That's really the reason why you like fall, Dale?
Well, it's one of the reasons.
Okay.
I like summer, but the fall season just... You know, it's very calming, you know, it for me.
Good. Well, that's great.
So,
I enjoy fall. I like the pumpkins. I like the harvest feel. I'm not a big Halloween person, but I like...
You're not?
I like Halloween candy.
Someone told me you were kind of scary, though.
Scary?
Yes.
Who would say that?
I don't know.
I think you're making that up, Dale.
I just made that up.
The furthest thing from scary.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, Halloween is coming up, so I'm pretty sure. I know you are probably going to the witch's ball or some Halloween.
I don't like dressing up. I don't like costumes. Nope. I'm actually going to be out of town for it, so it's even better. I don't have to dress up.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know what?
How about you?
I'm going to find something to do. I think Halloween has been made. People think it's for the kids, but I've seen over the last couple of years, Halloween is really for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to find something or somewhere to go.
Will you dress in a costume?
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I went to a Halloween party one year in my regular clothes. And someone
can't do that.
Well, the funny thing happened. They said, oh, that's a nice outfit you have on. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I show up at a Halloween party in my regular clothes, and they thought that I was wearing a Halloween costume. So,
oh.
So that was quite embarrassing.
Louis, how about you? Do you have any Halloween plans or
costume? I'm going to do something in the weekend. I'm not going to get too fancy. I'm just going to write book on my face, and that'll be Facebook. Not actually, but that's all I can think of. I don't know what
I'm going to be. I thought you were going to dress up as a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
No, that's what I've been doing for the past, like, 19 years of my life. I got to get more creative this year.
All right. Cool.
Well, great. Well, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And today is our Everything Legal show.
Real estate.
I said legal.
You said legal.
Yes. I went out last night.
Oh, boy. Well, we're talking real estate this morning.
That's right. Thank you, Sino. That's why you have a co-host. She can correct you. So just to recap, yeah, we're talking everything real estate today. And we really are fortunate to have the one and only Mr. Tim Reardon with 716-TEAM at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo, Northtown. Tim, welcome to today's show.
Well, thank you so much, Dale. It's a pleasure to be here. Lauren, it's an honor to sit and talk to you about the market and what's going on, and I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Real estate's hot in Western New York right now.
It really is.
That it is. It is, and it has been for some time now. A few years, it's been going very, very strong in terms of residential sales. Economic development in downtown Buffalo is a hot topic right now as well. But, you know, I'm here to kind of talk about what we're seeing in the market, what we have seen, and where it's going. So I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Okay. And Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about what 716-TEAM is?
Sure.
As part of Keller Williams.
Yeah, so Keller Williams Realty is the largest real estate company in the world. There's about 180,000 agents worldwide and growing really rapidly. So it's number one in agent count, it's number one in sales volume, and number one in residential transactions as well. So locally, we've also grown very rapidly. We're now the number three real estate company in terms of sides, or what we call sides, our number of transactions, as well as sales volume. So my team is a small team where I'm the team lead, and we're a group of specialists where I focus on sellers, and then I have agents that work with me that focus on the buying side, representing buyers. So it's really something that my company trains you to do in terms of building your own identity, your own team, and we're able to service our clients at a higher level because it's not one agent doing 1,000 different things. It's everybody has their role, and we become specialists within that role.
Okay, so talk a little bit more about that team, because it sounds like, you know, when you say a team, walk us through the process. So I'm interested in purchasing a home.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through, you know, who do I encounter or meet first, and move us along.
Sure. So it really depends on how that initial contact is made. A lot of times people will reach out to me directly, and if they're looking to purchase a home, what I'll do is I will have them come in for a buyer consultation with one of my buyer specialists, and we'll walk them through what that looks like in terms of market conditions, contract to close, financing, and then that buyer specialist will work with that client showing houses, negotiating not only the terms and price of the home, but also any home inspection negotiations that take place once you're under contract. And then that process from going under contract to actual closing on that home will be taken care of by an administrative staff, so that buyer specialist can then go on and continue working solely focused on the needs of the buyers looking for homes today. And then the customer experiences, it's seamless, really. The customer experiences a high level of customer service, walking them from that under contract until 60 days later when they actually close that purchase.
Now, should someone have, the buyer themselves, should they have already spoken with a bank and discussed their financing in terms of, you know, what they can be approved for or what?
So ideally, they should speak with a lender before they are actually engaged with a real estate agent, but that's not always how it happens. Typically, they're coming to a real estate agent first, not necessarily understanding how the process unfolds. So we then direct them as part of the buyer consultation to reach out and contact a local lender to get pre-approved so that they can go into the market confident that they are actually confident and educated on what they can afford, not only in what they're approved for, but what they're comfortable paying on a monthly basis. And you need that pre-approval letter in order to even make an offer on a home. So it's a crucial step in the process. It's just a matter of when that happens is typically after they're speaking with an agent.
Okay, great.
If someone's planning to pay cash for the home, do they need that pre-approval letter?
So essentially a cash offer needs to be backed up by what we call a proof of funds. And that can be shown, it can be shown through a bank statement showing mm-hmm. the funds are available. It can be shown whether, you know, it's liquid in an investment account or retirement fund, 401k, anything like that can also be used for proof as well.
Awesome. Now, and Tim, before the show, when we intro the show, we were talking a lot about fall. Mm-hmm. Tell us what fall is like for realty in the market, what it's like, and if maybe someone's planning to sell a home.
Sure. So fall is, it's a great time to sell. It's a great time to buy. But, you know, if you ask me that during any season, I'm going to give you that same answer. But we can certainly talk about, you know, some reasons why fall is a good time to sell. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to kind of talk about that.
Well, yeah. I think it's important because, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, there are individuals that are thinking about, you know, buying or selling. So let's talk about the preparation, whether you're on the buyer side or the seller side.
Okay, sure. You know, the buyer side, like I said, it's crucial to meet with a full-time agent, go through that consultation process so that you're armed and educated to go out and get into the market as a serious buyer. And it doesn't matter to us whether you are a year out, 2 years out, or the next 30 days. We really want to meet with you and be that consultant for when you're ready to actually get in the car and go out and look at homes seriously with the intention to make an offer. So to be prepared as a buyer, you know, it's really about being pre-approved. It's really about building a relationship with a realtor based on trust and experience of that realtor, knowing that you are going to be well represented in that transaction. So in terms of, you know, timing or when you're ready to buy a home, whether it's fall, winter, spring, summer, really it's about life experiences that are happening at that time. Nobody can really force you to go out and buy a home. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what the interest rate environment happens to be. It doesn't matter if it's a buyer's or seller's market. If you are at that point in your life when you have made that decision for whatever reason it is to go out and buy a home, that's when you're ready to go out and buy a home. It's just a matter of now getting pre-approved to do so.
Okay.
And what about selling in the fall? I know a lot of people that have listed houses recently. Why would fall be a great season to sell?
Well, I think the number one reason is that buyers are more serious in fall. During the spring and summer, many buyers are more curious than committed, we often find. On the other hand, buyers in fall tend to be more serious because they have been searching throughout the summer, have not found the perfect home yet. Other fall buyers are simply forced to look for a new home because of a new job, a work relocation, or because they want to get the move complete ahead of the holidays. Believe it or not, that's a big driving factor is getting into a home because everybody has that vision of hosting Thanksgiving, hosting whatever holidays it is that you celebrate. So it's an exciting time.
Okay. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here a little bit. The market is flooded with many different realty companies out there. Some good, some bad, you know, whatever the case. What separates or differentiates your agency from all the others?
Well, Keller Williams is, as I mentioned, the largest. It's the, you know, it's the only privately held real estate company of its size. And the leadership of that company really strives to give its agents the tools that they need to deliver that high level of customer experience. That, you know, it's not just about customer service today. Everybody expects customer service. It's about customer experience and walking away from that experience with a real wow. So technology is disrupting the industry, just like many other industries across the country. And our company stays at the forefront. They've, in fact, the leadership has invested billions, has earmarked billions to invest in technology to help enable its agents to keep ahead of the disruptors in the industry. So that there for me is a big differentiator, because we have the scale, we have the ability to do just that. Whereas, you know, and there's a lot of great companies in this area, they just don't have the breadth that we have.
Yeah.
How long has Keller Williams been in the area?
You know, I want to say, I don't know for sure. I've been there for 5 years, and I believe it's been 11 years. They were, before I got there, we had not really made the headway into the market that the original owners had expected to. Since I've been there, there has been ownership turnover, and we've really just taken off from there. It's been some exponential growth.
And I've seen your presence in the marketplace, you know, over the last several months. So you certainly are making a difference, and I guess that's a testament to just selling more homes and talking to different buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm. I can picture one of the 716 team, Keller Williams, sign on a home right now. I know exactly what house is for sale. By you guys.
Well, that's great. That's great. I love to hear that. You know, and it's interestingly about my company is that they really focus. It's an agent-centric company. It's not necessarily a broker-centric company at all. So those signs in the ground, you may not recognize that they're actually a Keller Williams listing, because they encourage their agents, because they know that the agents are the ones that actually drive the business. So they encourage the agents to brand themselves. So oftentimes Keller Williams is the smallest part on the sign, and the agent's name and phone number and giving the consumer a reason to call them takes more real estate space on the sign.
Now, one of the things we've been talking about is really on the residential side. Does Keller Williams, do you also work in the commercial area as well?
We do have a commercial division. It's fairly new. So it's that side of the business will continue to grow, but nationally and worldwide, we are a leader in commercial as well.
Okay, fantastic. Well, before we take our first break, let's touch on some of the things that are maybe some hot tips that are happening in the real estate arena here in Western New York.
So some hot tips. I mean, I think that, you know, everybody is talking about the fact that we're in a seller's market. It's all over the news. It dominates the real estate news nationwide, but especially locally, there's been a lot of conversation around it. So I think, you know, the hot tip is to, you can never time the market. And sitting on the sidelines and waiting to try and either find the absolute peak of when it's a seller's market or the absolute bottom and when it's a buyer's market, it's impossible to do. So really, you know, get in touch with a experienced agent. A market like this does bring a lot of agents to the market because they read about all of these stories in the paper or on the news about how quickly houses are selling. So a lot of people think it's easy to get into real estate and I'm going to go get my license and be rich. That's not the case. It's extremely challenging. In fact, 87% of newly licensed agents do not renew after 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So I think the hottest tip I can offer is to interview your agent and ask questions about their experience so that you know that you are not putting your largest asset into the hands of somebody who read a couple of newspaper articles, got licensed after 75 hours of coursework, and are now a professional real estate agent.
I think that's so important because, you know what, there are many, whether it's a hot market or not, I think the real estate industry is very attractive to certain individuals wanting to get into the industry because they, you know, they think about the income potential. And as you just indicated, it's very difficult the first couple of years. So if you're serious about getting into real estate as a career, You know, you really need to, I guess, maybe do a self-check, make sure maybe you have your own house in order.
Absolutely. I mean, I always suggest, because I'm talking to agents often about joining my team, is that you need to have 6 months of reserves in order to, you know, keep that standard of living that you're used to for the next 6 months, because we don't get paid for about 75 days after we put a house under contract. And it may take you 3 months to put a house under contract. And that's if you're working with a team or with an experienced agent, or doing the activities that you have to do in order to earn somebody's trust and earn somebody's business. So another thing is, you know, I've been doing this 10 years. I've seen a couple of different markets. So mm-hmm. I understand what it takes to get an offer accepted in a buyer's market or a seller's market. I understand what it takes to get a house sold in a seller's market or a buyer's market. I've helped over 560 families meet their real estate goals over those 10 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's been about $97 million in sales volume. So I'm excited to crest that $100 million soon. But that takes a lot of dedication and work and a long time to build that up. It doesn't just happen overnight.
And a lot of it, too, you're working at the hands of your clients. So it's on their timeline when they want to sell or when they're looking. And it's really trying to make sure you're giving them the best customer experience.
Absolutely.
And seeing them through a process that can be tricky. It can be tough. It's an emotional roller coaster a lot of times. And so you really have to work very closely with your clients and understanding their needs and helping them navigate it.
Lauren, you hit the nail on the head. It's an emotional roller coaster, and oftentimes I feel like a therapist. It really is a lot of ups and downs. It's extremely stressful, mm-hmm. and you have to be that rock for your client, whether they're buying or selling. They have to be able to rely on you to get them through any of these obstacles that could come up during that process.
Yeah.
So wearing your therapy hat, what do you say to your clients? Again, whether they're a buyer or a seller, naturally you're saying be patient. So what's the length of, in terms of the process? Are we talking a month, 3 months, 6 months?
So I guess that depends on whether I'm talking about, you know, a seller who's actively on the market or a buyer who is entering into the market. We really try to focus on our buyer's needs and get them into a house based on those needs. And it really depends on what kind of inventory is out there for them to choose from. Right now we're dealing with an inventory shortage. So it really depends on what that buyer is looking for, how motivated they are to get into a new home. They're going to set that timeline. We're going to facilitate that timeline in as efficient a manner as we can.
Okay, fantastic. Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work, your live business conversation with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Today is everything real estate. Don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of this break with Tim Reardon.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when will your next IT or computer-related problem occur. Buffalo Consulting and Technical Services provides both residential and businesses with the support you want and deserve. Whether you need one-time assistance or continuous support, they are there to help you with services that won't break the bank and is guaranteed to fit your objectives and your IT requirements, be it network and systems analysis, security camera and monitoring, program customization, and a whole lot more. Contact Buffalo Consulting and Technical Services at 424-1176 or visit them on the web at www.bcats.co.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with Dale Martin. And today we are talking everything real estate. And we have Tim Reardon from 716 Team, which is part of Keller Williams Real Estate. And Tim's been filling us in on the home buying process, the home selling process. And Tim, you mentioned you focus mostly on working with the sellers.
That's correct,
correct?
Yes.
How did you kind of navigate within your career going towards working with the sellers versus someone who's buying?
You know, it's something that I really enjoy doing. I enjoy working with buyers as well. It's an amazing time in their life to work with buyers through that process and ending up getting them the home of their dreams. Mm-hmm. But I think naturally my tendency to work with sellers and focus on the marketing aspect of it, the negotiating for them and achieving the highest sales price possible really drives me. And I enjoy the responsibility of their biggest asset in their life being the one responsible for making sure they are getting the most out of it that they possibly can in any market that we happen to find ourselves in.
Awesome. So I've known a few people recently who are listing their homes and selling by for sale by owner.
Okay.
What are the benefits of working with an agent?
So statistically speaking, and there's studies that come up every single year, working with a professional real estate agent will net a seller more money than by doing it on their own. That has been proven time and time again. There's also the fact that I think of the numbers within 5 weeks, that for sale by owner generally does list with a real estate agent. So you've lost that 5 weeks on the market already. So in terms of timing, if you have the time and you're not necessarily ready to sell right away and you want to give it a shot on your own, I do find a lot of people feel that way. Like they can do our job for us. As I mentioned, statistically speaking, that is not the case. And there are so many pitfalls to doing that as well. I think safety is a major concern. Opening up your home to just anybody to walk into, whether it's at an open house or scheduling a private showing, there's always that safety concern. They haven't been pre-approved. They haven't been vetted. There's also a lot of people look at a for sale by owner as an opportunity for them to maybe come in and make them a really low offer, or maybe they'll do a rent to own. Maybe the buyers aren't quite as serious, or they're serious sharks thinking they're going to go in there and buy that house at a discount. So the seller is often in a position where they're dealing with a lot of buyers who aren't serious, or buyers who are going to ask them to do a lot of things like owner financing or, you know, rent to own, that type of thing, that aren't realistic for the seller, or an investor coming in and making them a really low offer to then put the house on the market in the future. The other thing I would talk about with a for sale by owner is the exposure that a realtor is able to bring to them through the multiple listing service and through the various marketing channels that are out there, namely the co-brokers that we all are able to work with, who 97% of the buyers are working with a realtor. Mm-hmm. So if the for sale by owner does end up receiving an offer, chances are it's going to be with a realtor. And now that for sale by owner is essentially, usually we're able to talk to an owner of a property and they'll compensate a buyer's agent to bring that buyer. So now that seller is paying a professional real estate agent to negotiate against them, which that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I think they think a lot of times too, it's a seller's market. They can list themselves. They can, you know, leave out the middleman, which is, you know, the agents. But I mean, I tried it once and it was probably 5 or 6 weeks that I like listed it by owner. And then I went to worked with my agent. But so I had that. I can totally relate with that whole process. And I just thought, hey, I'm in a great neighborhood, great building, it's gonna go, like everything's going so quickly around here, but it's not the case.
And I think there's a lot to be said there in terms of that experience. And so for someone who is selling their home and he or she, maybe they're not happy with their current agent that they're working with, the house is not moving, they're not getting the offers, what should they do?
Well, if you want to reach out to me directly, you can probably the best way is to go to my website where you can learn a little bit more about me. You can learn about my team. There's a seller section on my website that talks about my marketing approach and strategy. There's also, if you're looking to buy a home, sort of the buying process is there. There's countless testimonials from satisfied clients in the past, which I'm very proud of. And it's a website you can also search for homes as well. That's realestate716.com. You can also reach out to me directly at 716-575-5969. That's 575-KWNY. Easy to remember.
Oh, I love it. I see what you did there with that phone number. I like it.
Well, clearly, Tim has a commitment to Western New York. And I think it's reflective of the name of your company. And so to not differentiate yourself from anyone else because you are unique, let's say that name again and in your contact information.
Sure. It's the 716 team at Keller Williams Realty. You can go to my website, realestate716.com, or call me at 575-5969.
Wow.
Tim, what are some hot listings you have right now?
So I have a beautiful home in Eagle Heights in Orchard Park that is going to make a homeowner very happy very soon. It's on over an acre of property. It's listed at $399,000. It is an absolute gem.
And that's a great neighborhood. People love Eagle Heights. If they want to be in Orchard Park, it's a great neighborhood to be in.
Absolutely.
What a beautiful neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether, beautiful community.
Yeah.
Tim, you know what? We are at the end of our show. Any last-minute tips that you want to share with our listeners? We're listening to everything real estate here on West New York at Work and your show.
It's a great time to buy or sell in Western New York and be a homeowner. And I love this business. I'm looking forward to continuing these shows and moving forward with you guys. So
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. And once again, your contact information, how can they reach you?
Sure. realestate716.com or 575-5969. You can call or text anytime.
Okay. Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, our monthly Everything Real Estate show with Mr. Tim Reardon. If you're looking to buy or sell, he's the guy to call. Lauren, any parting thoughts?
No, I think like the real estate process is a great one. If you can lucky enough to buy your first home or your second, third, your forever home, you know, it's a great process, and it's very helpful to work with an agent who can help understand your needs and see you through that emotional roller coaster, because it can be tricky to navigate, especially when it's competitive. And
really?
It's a very competitive market.
Right. And Tim, what can we look for the next show?
Well, we can. I'd like to bring to the table monthly snapshot of the real estate market, where we're at, and where we're going. Take it from there.
Okay.
Awesome.
Again, Buffalo, thank you so much for listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And we are streaming online. So if you didn't catch us right live today, you know what? Go to your computer and you can find our podcast show.
You can find our podcast. They're listed on our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram.
ESPN1520.com too.
ESPN1520.com. You can go right there and search for Western New York at Work and find all of our shows.
That's right. You know what? Today we didn't talk about the Bills. Okay. You know what? Enjoy today's game.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Okay, Buffalo, we'll see you next week.